This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Jerry Seinfeld, the fantastically successful comedian, told a radio interviewer a few weeks ago that he didn't like performing his comedy act at universities because, in his experience, young people no longer know how to laugh. The prevailing culture of political correctness, according to comedians like Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock, has turned kids into grim-faced humor police, monitoring every textbook or lecture or visiting performer for politically unacceptable forms of discourse. Now, unfortunately for comedians, politically unacceptable forms of discourse is a pretty on-the-nose description of what they do for a living, and if Jerry Seinfeld, one of the most middle-of-the-road, polite, and basically inoffensive comics around, has a hard time finding suitable material, it's safe to say that he may be correct in his diagnosis. Young people may have forgotten how to laugh. Now, of course, you can't forget how to laugh. Laughter is anyone who's ever laughed uncontrollably in an embarrassing and inappropriate location can tell you. Well, it's pretty much an involuntary response. Laughter erupts from a mysterious place. It grabs hold of your breathing apparatus and temporarily takes over your body. That's why a full-on, unrestrained belly laugh is so satisfying. It's a little bit of a surrender. You've given up a part of your self-control to someone on stage or on screen. Now, here's what I think is going on. Young people these days may be steeped in a brew of politically correct and highly elaborate sensitivity training, well, they haven't forgotten how to laugh. They've just become frightened of it, because laughter is essentially a non-intellectual activity. You laugh first, you think second. So it's entirely possible that you might end up in the audience of a Jerry Seinfeld show, say, hear him tell a joke, laugh uproariously, and only then discover that you weren't supposed to laugh. The joke was offensive to some group or organization, and that by laughing at it, you've become complicit in the dominant hegemonic paradigm of, well, I'm too old to really know how to talk this way, but if you know any young people, you can ask them to finish that sentence, and I guarantee you, they will know how to do that. It's a strange generational switch. In years past, ask anyone 50 or older, it's been the thankless task of old people to tell young people to pipe down and stop laughing at everything. Everything is not a joke. I can remember some ancient, probably 50-year-old person shouting at me when, like all 11-year-old boys, I couldn't contain my laughter at some awkward pratfall or embarrassing human noise. Show some respect, old people, probably 50 or so, would bark at college kids when they reflexively and irrepressibly made fun of social conventions, decent values, religion, marriage, and good taste in general. I mean, until very recently, at least as far as the rules of humor were concerned, the world was divided between young and brash jokesters and ancient, decrepit 50-year-old scowlers. So it must be odd for the 61-year-old Jerry Seinfeld or the 50-year-old Chris Rock or even the 50-year-old me, for that matter, to face a generation of young people and say, essentially, lighten up, kids. But for those of us in the comedy business, or to be more precise, those of us who want to stay in the comedy business, there really isn't much choice. If the young people don't learn how to laugh again, what's going to happen to the comedy business? Well, actually, it may have already happened. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll mix up our words for KCRW. This is Rob Long.